Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host, the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 341 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week we're going to take a little siesta, a little pause to kind of reflect and plan on what's coming up. So we're going to have a mid-summer break, and we're going to talk about various things that are coming up here on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. Guests, events, world domination, I don't know. But we're going to talk about all that kind of stuff just after these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support. All right, so what are we going to talk about coming up here for the Inexplicable Dumb Show is, as we're kind of dealing with vacations and camps and kids camps and mini camps and trips to the pool and day dates, kids jumping around on play dates and all that sort of stuff. So this week's been kind of crazy as far as lining guests up and everything. So I thought, why don't we take a break and just catch our breath, a little caesura, if you will. And talk about what's coming up here at the Inexplicable Dumb Show, what shows are going on. There's a lot of theater happening in the summer. Usually we think summer is kind of a dead time, but there is a lot going on, and hopefully the Inexplicable Dumb Show will be there to get you some local coverage here in the Nashville area. But, so what's coming up? As you know, I just closed Escanob in the Moonlight in June at Boiler Room Theater. The show following that was Promises, Promises, and that runs through July 20th. So it is a fun and exuberant show, musical, so I'll have a link, all the information I'm talking about, I will have a link on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Alright, so anyway, so Promises, Promises runs through July 20th, at Actors Bridge Ensemble, they're bringing forth Becky Shaw, which runs through July 21st. Now here's an interesting thing, Becky Shaw... the local production has a few of my actor friends are in there. If you remember, we interviewed Eric Pastel Crosby and his alter ego, Narcoleptic Fits of Rage, on the Inexplicable Dumb Show several years ago. Well, he's involved in Becky Shaw along with Evelyn O'Neill Brush, Debbie Kraske, Nathaniel McIntyre, and Jennifer Richmond. They opened this past weekend, and they're going to run through the 21st. I don't know if you remember, but we interviewed Gina Gianfrida as part of our first ever trip to Humana. Becky Shaw was one of the plays, and we talked to her, and we talked to some of the original, I don't know if they're the original cast members, but the cast members at Humana Festival. So that was episode 87. IDS 80, oh my gosh, we're at 341, and I'm referencing back to IDS episode 387. But anyway, Becky Shaw at Actors Bridge Ensemble runs through July 21st. Again, I will have a link to our past episode 87, where T and I talk with playwright Gianfrida about Becky Shaw and about her Humana Festival experience, along with some of the cast members. So that'll be a lot of fun. And speaking of new plays... Playhouse Nashville is about to bring us Devil's Sedan by Ken Lee Smith, and that runs August 1st through the 11th. And hopefully, as we work through the next week or two, we're going to get an interview with Christopher Bozen, Nate Epler, and Ken Lee Smith somewhere, a mix of those three at some point. So look forward to that. Again, the show dates will be at August 1st through the 11th. My good buddy Luke Hatmaker. is a very redheaded individual, but he's no longer a redheaded individual because he's playing Dean Martin At All for a Song at Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater. Let me make sure I get that. Yeah, All for a Song, right? He's playing Dean Martin. How exciting is that? And that goes through August 18th at Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater. Now, part of what brought this up and this kind of why I want to talk about what's coming on here at the Inexplicable Dump Show is there's a pretty exciting thing, and hopefully our schedules can allow us to have this interview with Christopher Diaz, who, if you've listened to the show, you know that he is a playwright friend from way back through the Humana Festival. And we've interviewed him several times about his play, The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deedy, as it goes around the country. But this is something that he's doing on his Tumblr blog, his microblog, which is kind of exciting. It is called theheavylifting.tumblr.com, or The Heavy Lifting. And he is doing free scenes. Now, what he's doing is he's putting up material that he's written, one-minute plays, scenes from vignettes and stuff, and all types of different material. And he's asking you, the actors out there in podcast world, for you to go out and download it and make your own video or puppet show or animation or whatever with that material that he's providing for you. And I'm hopefully going to try to get him on here in the next couple weeks to talk about this project and the impetus and all that sort of thing. So it should be pretty exciting stuff. But I like the idea that the playwright is giving the material for use kind of contextually free, I guess. I don't know. In that they're not fully... Well, you could get into a big debate about whether it's a full-length play or not. So I'm going to shut my mouth on that one. But anyway, so look for theheavylifting.tumblr.com. Look for the free scenes. Go out there. Make your scene. Download. It's usually a one- or two-person scene. Videotape yourself or be creative and then upload it. Or tweet it and let Chris know that you've done the so, and he'll repost. He'll find it and repost it, and that'll be all sorts of fun stuff. So hopefully we'll get an interview with Christopher Diaz talking about that project. We're going to hopefully revisit with my friend Becca McCoy as she tours Menopause the Musical. So that should be exciting. She's going to mini Southern State tour so with that show out of Reno, Nevada. So should be exciting. Also, big news, I got some casting news for myself. I got cast as Dr. Joseph Carden in Street Theater Company's production of Lillian Hellman's The Children's Hour, which runs September 6th through the 22nd. What is going on currently at the Street Theater Company is Really Rosie, which is a children's musical which runs through July 27th. Also, I should mention that then, back to Kinley Smith's Devil Sedan, that is going to take place at Street Theater Company site. So all this kind of stuff overlapping here in Nashville. Also, we are 2/3 of the way through IDS's first summer rep, episode 335, and the past week's episode 340. So we're two-thirds of the way through. It's been a lot of fun. Again, I want to thank Brad Oxnum for helping me out and being really amenable and sporting as we throw different parts at him and he has to come through with different characterizations, and he's doing a wonderful job. So thanks to Brad, and I hope you guys are enjoying the IDS's first summer rep of radio plays. Look for the third installment at some week in August. So that's pretty exciting stuff. So we got a lot of exciting stuff going on here at the Inexplicable Dumb Show. Hopefully a lot of interviews to roll out in the next 3 or 4 weeks. And I'd like to take a little PBS moment here and ask you to help me. If you would love, I would love, actually, if you guys wouldn't mind to make a donation. If you guys wouldn't mind making a donation to my web hosting fees. We play that little tag every week, but if you would like to go and help out, you like what you hear, you like the summer rep, you like the interviews, you like the quality of material that we have here at the Inexplicable Dumb Show, if you'd like to help out, please find the web hosting donations accepted button on inexplicabledumbshow.com. Press that. I think it's a $10 minimum donation, and I think that is through DreamHost. But anyway, the money that you donate goes directly to my web hosting fees. So it goes right to the web hosting company, and it issues a credit to me. So you could pay for a month or two or more of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. So it would be great. I would greatly appreciate it. This is my, I guess, my summer couple weeks of PBS Drive kicking off here. So I love doing this show. I love bringing it to you for free. I could sure use a little help. So if you've got an extra 10 bucks laying around, you want to help out the Inexplicable Dumb Show, I greatly appreciate it. All right, that's it. So I'd like to thank you guys for sticking with me as we take a little break to pause and catch our breath and look forward to what's coming on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. If you want to be part of the Dumb Show, if I've missed your theater announcement or whatever, please be part of the Inexplicable Dumb Show by calling 615-866-1282. That's the voicemail line. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableds, @I, inexplicable, D, S, @inexplicableds. Follow us on Twitter, be part of the show that way, and learn the comings and goings of what's going on here at the Inexplicable Dumb Show. In the next couple weeks, who knows what's going to happen in the order in which it's going to happen, but hopefully I'll have interviews with Christopher Diaz, Playhouse Nashville fellows, and actress Becca McCoy as she tours the southern states as part of the Menopause Musical. So anyway, those kind of things are planning on happening. I just don't know the order yet. So until next week, when we know something, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.